For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, it will be Mounts Homes basketball to start this second quarter as they lead Sheridan 11-2. Boy, Sheridan scored the first 2 points on a pair of free throws by Diamond Morris, but it has been all Mountain Home from there, scoring the last 11 of this game. Sheridan has yet to hit a field goal. Husky inbounds him from the near sideline, gets into Kate Gilbert. We are back underway. Sheridan once again in a man-to-man defense. Gilbert across the timeline. Dribbles at the top and gives it to Husky right there near the half-court stripe. She's going to have to try to get some distance between her and her defender. Now ball goes over to Gilbert on the right side. And now Gilbert has the ball knocked away from her. It goes out of bounds on the far sideline. Last touched by Denny, and it will be Mountain Home inbounding it. We are 24 seconds into this second quarter. It is a 9-point Mountain Home lead. Husky will trigger the inbound pass. Gets into Yates. Now to Martin up the top. Martin will dribble into the lane, going to pull up for the short jumper. No good. Offensive rebound for Gilbert. She couldn't get the foul. And this time, McElroy who got the rebound. No, I'm sorry, that was Denny with it. Here's Henry over throwing it over on the left side to Howard. Up top now to Denny, to McElroy, that is. Now Denny has it. Now we're on the left side to Henry. Henry dribbles up to the top. That's home in a man-to-man defense once again. Ball goes around the left side to Howard. Now up top to McElroy. Over to Denny on the right. Denny will throw it back to McElroy. McElroy pulls up at the free throw line for the jumper off the glass and in. Brianna McElroy gives Sheridan their first field goal of the day. 11-4, Lady Bombers leading it. 6:43 left in the first half. Here is Martin with it on the right side. Throws it to Yates outside the lane. Now she's going to head towards the lane. Going to be fouled from behind as she goes in. It's a foul as well before a shot attempt, so Mount Home will inbound it with 6:37 left of the half. That foul is called on Brianna McElroy, her first personal foul, team foul number 5 against the Lady Jackets. Kyra Penn checks back in, replacing Kate Gilbert from Mount Home. Emily Payne inbounds it to Emma Martin. Martin drills toward the top, gives it to Husky on the right side. Now takes a screen from Yates, and an illegal screen is going to be called on Addison Yates. That is her first personal foul, team foul number 4 against Mountain Home, and their fifth turnover of the day. Kyra Penn's going to check right back in, right back out of the game as she's replaced by Leah Jackson. Jackson, a 5'6 junior. Here's Henry throwing it to Howard. Now down to Morrison. Now offensive foul away from the ball, and an illegal screen this time called against Sheridan. Kaylin Howard picks up her first personal foul, team foul number 6 against Sheridan. 6:20 left to play in the first half. Next foul on Sheridan, next defensive foul will put Mountain Home at the free throw line for a 1-1 if it's not shooting. Here is Martin into the front court, dribbles to the left elbow, now has the ball knocked away and stolen by Morris, and now she's going to be fouled. Emma Martin picks up her second personal foul, team foul number 5 against Mountain Home. And that steal was their sixth turnover of the day. Kate Gilbert's going to check back in, replacing Emma Martin. 6:09 left of the half. Mountain Home leading by 7. Henry will walk the ball across the timeline for Sheridan. Throws over to Howard on the left side. Now down to Morris on the low block. Now up top it goes to McElroy. McElroy's going to try another jumper. No good. May have been partially blocked. Offensive rebound for Howard. She gets it back up off the glass and in. Caitlin Howard with her first 2 points of the day. 11-6, Sheridan all of a sudden on a 4-0 run. Here's Gilbert with it up to the top, loses the handle of the ball, gets it back. Now tries to throw it to Jackson, passes well wide of her, and goes out of bounds. Mounts home seventh turnover of the day. Sheridan will get it back with 5:39 left to play in the half. Anna Grace Foreman is going to check back into the game, and before we get started back up, Mounts home is going to take their first timeout. We'll break with 5:39 left of the half. Mountain Home leading Sheridan 11-6. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
Well, see, Mountain Home started to lose their composure a little bit. That's one of the reasons Dale Leonard called that timeout. He wanted to make sure that the team stays calm. They're on a little bit of a scoring drought at the moment. Sheridan has scored the last 4 points of this contest. They trail Mountain Home 11-6 with a little over 5.5 minutes left. Here's Henry into the front court. Throws it to Morris on the left side. Now Morris is going to go toward the elbow. Now kicks it to in the left corner. Pulling up for the three-pointer was Blair Casey. No good. And Mountain Home gets the rebound. Here's Martin back the other way for the Lady Bombers. Throws it down to Foreman in the lane for the layup off the glass. No good. Kate Gilbert there for the offensive rebound. And now she's going to be fouled. And it's going to be a 1-1 coming up for Kate Gilbert. Blair Casey picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number 7 against the Lady Jackets. Claire Denny's going to check back in for Sheridan as Brianna McElroy will take a seat. Kate Gilbert going back at the free throw line where so far she's 1 of 2 with 1 point. First free throw for Gilbert is up. Rolls around and goes in, so she does earn the bonus. One more free throw coming up for Kate Gilbert. Second shot is up, and this one will bounce around and go in as well. She now has 3 points all from the charity stripe. 13-6, Mountain Home leading it. 5:07 left in the first half. Ball goes around the right side to Casey. She dribbles a little closer to the corner. Now kicks it to Morris on the wing. Morris will dribble up to the top. Over to Henry on the right side. Henry will dribble between the circles. Go over to Morris on the left. Morris is going to pull up at the top for the three-pointer. Good. Diamond Morris with her first field goal of the day. She now has 5 points, 13-9. Mountain Home leading it, 4:38 left of the half. Martin with it on the left side. Emma Martin going down into the lane, going up for the reverse layup shot was blocked. Ball goes out of bounds, last touch by Sheridan. And Mountain Home will inbound it with 4.5 minutes left of the first half. A 4-point Lady Bomber lead. Peyton Husky will trigger the inbound pass. Gets into Yates on the low block. She's going up for the layup off the glass. No good. Foreman with a rebound. Tries to put it back up. Shot was blocked from behind. And Sheridan comes up with the basketball. Here's Henry into the front court. Throws over on the right side. Pulling up for the three-pointer was Blair Casey. No good. Husky gets the rebound. Now the pass is knocked away. Kate Gilbert's able to save it in. But right into the hands of Caitlin Howard. Now ball's knocked away once again, this time by Mount Home. Goes out of bounds on the near sideline. Sheridan will inbound it with 4:04 left to play in the half. This game's getting a little ragged right now. Howard will trigger the inbound pass on the near sideline and gets into Morris. Morris will dribble up to the top. Still dribbling between the circles. Now goes a little closer to the half-court stripe. Looks to take screen, now goes to the right side. It's going to pull up for the jumper just inside the three-point line. Good. Diamond Morris with 7 points. All of a sudden, it is a two-point lead for Mountain Home. 13-11 our score. 3:32 left to play in the first half. Ball goes to Martin up the top. Now Gilbert has between the circles. Gilbert's going to go down into the lane. Gives to Foreman on the low block for the layup off the glass and in. Anna Grace Foreman with 4 points. Mountain Home leading 15-11, 3:15 left to play in the half. Henry into the front court for the Lady Jackets. Henry drills to the right side, gives it there to Morris. Morris will dribble down towards the free throw line. Now ball goes over on the left corner. Going up for the jumper was Henry, no good. And Martin comes up with the rebound. She throws it into the front court to Gilbert. Now over to Husky on the left side near the corner. Now ball goes to Martin. Martin's going to pull up on the wing for the three-pointer. Good! Emma Martin with her first 3 points of the day. 18-11, Mountain Home leading it. Back to a three-possession lead with 2:38 left to play in the first half. Henry across the timeline for the Lady Jackets. Throws over on the left side to Howard. Howard's going to drill towards lane, pull up for the jumper. Her basket counts, and she is fouled. So it will be a three-point play coming up for Caitlin Howard. That foul is called on Addison Yates as her second personal foul. Team foul number six against Mountain Home. So Howard will try to convert the three-point play. She's got 4 points so far. Addison Yates going to check out of the game, being replaced by Kyra Penn. I believe Sheridan has a sub as well. I think McElroy just checked back in for the Lady Jackets. So it will, anyways, it will be Caitlin Howard at the free throw line. She can't get the free throw, and the rebound's controlled by Penn. 18-13, Mountain Home leading it. 2:20 left to play in the half. Gilbert into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Dribbles into the lane, going up for the left. Draws block, but draws contact as well. And now she'll head back to the free throw line with 2:13 left in this first half. So Kate Gilbert back at the free throw line after that foul was called on Diamond Morris. That's her second personal foul, team foul number 8 against the Lady Jackets. Gilbert so far 3 of 4 from the free throw line with 3 points. First free throw in and out, no good. So one more free throw coming for Gilbert. Again, there's 2:13 left in this first half. Gilbert's second shot is up. Rolls around, misses both, and the rebound was controlled by Morris, but she was just a little too close to that baseline, so it will be Mounts Home keeping possession with 2:11 left. Emily Payne's going to check back in for the Lady Bombers as she replaces Kyra Penn. A 5-point Lady Bomber lead right now. Gilbert will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets into Husky on the left side. Down to Foreman on the low block. Now up top to Payne. Payne's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by McElroy. And back on the Lady Jackets. Henry into the front court for Sheridan. Throws over on the left side to Howard. Now up top to McElroy. Over on the right side to Morris. Morris going to try for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by McElroy. Well, she just beat everybody to that board. Ball goes up to Howard on the left wing. Now she's going down into lane. Now kicks it out to Casey on the right corner. Her three-pointer will not go, and Husky gets the rebound. She's quickly back into the front court for Mount. Now is going to pull up, throws it up top to Martin, who will set the offense. 1:28 left to play in the half. Mountain on with the ball, leading by 5. Martin takes the screen, drills to the right side. Now is going down into the lane, going to pull up for the short jumper. Rolls around and goes in. Emma Martin with 5 points on the day. 20-13, Mountain Home's lead back to 3 possessions with 1:11 left in the first half. Henry into the front court for Sheridan. Ball goes over on the left side now to Howard. Now back up top to Henry. Henry will dribble to the left side, gives it to Howard near the corner. Howard's going to drill towards the lane. He's going to draw a blocking foul on Emily Payne, and a 1-1 is coming up for Sheridan. Emily Payne picks up her first personal foul, team foul number 7. Against the Lady Bombers. So again, it will be a 1-1 for Caitlin Howard. Kyra Penn's going to check back in, replacing Anna Grace Foreman from Mountain Home. So far, Howard at 0-1 from the free throw line with 4 points. First free throw for Howard. Up and in. So on this one. 56 seconds left in this half as Howard has one more free throw to shoot. Second shot is up, and she gets both. She now has 6 points, 2 of 3 from the free throw line on the day. 20-15, Mounts Home leading it. Husky ball into the front court. I don't know if Mounts Home's going to try to hold for the last shot of the half or not. 40 seconds left now. Ball goes on the right side to Martin. Martin to the top. Now Martin's going to go down to the lane. Throws down to Penn on the low block. Now she's going to kick it back out to Martin. Martin's going to go back out into the lane. Kicks out to Payne in the left corner. She's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Morris. She's going to head back the other way with a chance to cut it to one possession. And she does. She just blows by everyone for the layup. Good. Diamond Morris now with 9 points. 20-17. Mountain Home leading it. 13 seconds left of the half. Martin has it near the top. 8 seconds now. Martin dribbles to the Emma Martin dribbles to the elbow. Now goes back out. 3 seconds. They're going to have to hurry up and get the shot off. Her shot is blocked. And that Mountain Home's not going to get the basket. And we've reached the end of the first half. Well, Mountain Home had a 9-point lead at the end of the first quarter. Sheridan's come back to cut to one possession. Our score at the break. Mountain Home leading Sheridan 20-17. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Taking care of you and your family is at the heart of Integrity First Bank's commitment to you. Our trust and wealth management team can assist you in preparing a secure future through estate planning, wealth, and investment management. I'm Craig Boone. At Integrity First Bank, we are committed to providing high-quality investment solutions for you. Call me today at 425-1801 and schedule a complimentary investment review. I look forward to serving you.
Investment products are not FDIC insured, without bank guarantee, and may lose value.